paragraph base, ki me ikredina kashya l'chayra, because there seems to be a question that precedes anything you want to say on this topic. L'chayra, the question being, lomo nosan Hashem Yisborach tchila Eretz Yisrael biad Kenan v'acharkach nitno l'Yisrael. Why did Hashem first give Eretz Yisrael to these other nations and then take it away from them and give it to the Jews? Why didn't he give it to the... If he wanted it to be in the possession of the Jews, and that's all over the Torah makes that perfectly clear, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people, period, exclamation point. That being the case, why did Hashem first give it to these other seven nations and then only afterwards take it away from them and give it to us? Lahavdil, a human being, you could say that he didn't realize, he didn't know, all kinds of he didn't. And that's why he did A, but then afterwards when he saw that A didn't work out, he switched to B. By Hashem, that's not the case. Hashem is perfect. So if Hashem, in his perfection, gave it first to them and then gave it to us, there's got to be some clear reason why it had to be this way and why that's constructive. Ukvar mevura besforim kushizu. Rav Nosson Zal says that this question is brought in other sforim and they discuss it. Ach hateretz mevura heitev al pi amaymar anal. However, we're going to give an answer that's extremely clear based on that chapter in Likutei Moran. Because the fact that Eretz Yisrael was first in the possession of these other seven nations and only afterwards given to the Jewish people, the Eretz Yisrael issue connects perfectly to the Torah, whereby the Torah also was not given to the world right away, but rather Hashem allowed 26 generations to exist without the Torah, and only then did he give the Torah. Shegamze plia gedoyla. This is also an incredible mystery, an incredible question. Madua lo inos Hashem zvorach zatorah miyad, take a base bria soilam. Why didn't Hashem give the Torah immediately to the world upon creation of the world? Because we know in reality, the world does not have any spiritual existence without Torah. And what sustains the world is only Torah. As the Gemara points out, regarding the fact that when Hashem first created the world, by each one of the days of creation, it says, Yom Echod, Yom Sheini, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi. Only by the sixth day does it add a hey in front of the number. Hashishi. Yoim hashishi vayichul hashmavod. Shekulam tluyim voimdim ad yoim shishi besivon. The Gemara points out that hey tells us that it's not that what concluded the creation of the world was not the sixth day of creation. It was only a sixth day that would come thousands of years in the future. The sixth day of Sivan in the year 2448, that's when the world was really completed. Sheboi nitna Torah, that's the day when the Torah was given officially on Har Sinai. Ukamay shekosuv, as the Pasuk points out, imloi brisi, if not for my covenant, if not for the Torah, yoimom valoila chukai shamayim voretz loy samti. Then day and night and all the laws of heaven and earth would not exist. Vim Kane, that being the case, Meachar Shebemes Ein Shum Kiyum Vamod V'Chiyas Lailam Kim Adiyah Toirak Doshu. Once we accept that the world has no existence and no life other than through the Torah, Eich Hoyoilam Afilu Yom Echad B'Loi Torah. How was the world able to exist for even one day without the Torah? Umadu alay nosnes haTorah tekev b'shor rishon eshen v'olam. Why did Hashem not give the Torah immediately at the first moment that the world was created? Rav Nosson Zal answers, Ach be'emes hakol hoyele toivoseinu. However, the truth is that all of this was done for our benefit. Ki Hashem Yisbora choyshev machshavoy slaval yidach mimenu nidach. Because Hashem is always trying to figure out a way that nobody should be rejected. Nobody should go lost. Because had Hashem given the Torah immediately upon creation, completion of the creation, and the world would never have experienced what it's like to exist without Torah, Ve'im Kain, if that would have been the case, takeif kishoy odom oiver chasham adivrei Torah, the minute a Jew, a person would violate the Torah, lo yehoya yochel eskayim afilu shachas, the person would not be able to go on existing even for a moment. V'chol hoylam lo yehoya yochel eskayim klal, and the world wouldn't exist. V'hoya nechra v'hoylam chasisham takeif, and the world would be destroyed immediately, the minute a person would violate the Torah, boom, the world would self-destruct. Because if Hashem would have given the Torah up front, right away when he created the world, then it would have been established as a precedent that the world cannot exist without Torah. And the minute somebody does that, the minute somebody pulls the plug, they disconnect from the Torah, boom, they cease to exist. V'ze i'efsher. And we know that that's impossible. Shelo yimotze echod, shelo yavra al divrei Torah. That there shouldn't be a person who would violate the Torah. Because there's a pasuk that says that you can't find a righteous person in the world who does all good and doesn't sin. Because there has to be free choice. Because if there's no free choice, there's no reward and punishment. And then all the mitzvahs of the Torah wouldn't apply. And once there had to be free choice so that a person should deserve reward or punishment, then certainly you're going to find someone who's going to make the wrong choice, who's going to go against the Torah. Ve'im kein, and that being the case, im hoyonois na Torah miyad, if Hashem would have turned on the world and the Torah at the same time, and the world would not have existed without Torah, then the moment a Jew would transgress anything from the Torah, the world would have been destroyed. Bishvil ze, because of this, who toiva gedoyla mashoyla miskayim esrim shishadoyra is beloya toira. Based on this, it was a tremendous benefit that Hashem allowed the world to exist for 26 generations without the Torah. Vohim ekayim hoylam bechesed chinam levad. Hashem sustained the world using the emergency battery. Not the standard battery, the standard lights. He added on emergency lights. That chesed chinam, that free, unconditional, undeserved kindness. Shehu b'chinas ha-Torah ha-ne'lemes kanal, which we said, that's the Torah that's hidden in the 10 statements of creation. That's u'bozeh herolonu Hashem yisborach. And by doing this, Hashem showed us that even though the main reason for creating the world was for the sake of the Torah, as it says, Bereshis Borolekim, in the beginning Hashem created, and the Gemara says, Bereshis, because of Reshis, Hashem created heaven and earth. Bishvil HaTorah, Ubishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reshis, because of the Torah, which is called Reshis, and because of the Jewish people who are called Reshis. It's because of both of them that Hashem created the entire world. Afal Pikein, despite that, Hu Barachamov Yochel Lakaimason Kol Kardoiras Beloy Torah. Hashem still has the ability to sustain the world for so many generations without Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, Gam Achshav Shenitna Torah Lahavdil, when you have a building under construction, and this building is supposed to be a building with elevator with lights and all kinds of machinery and air conditioning. When they're first putting up the building, when they're first constructing the building, the construction crew is in there, you see some lights in there, you see some incandescent lights, these yellow light bulbs over here and there where they're working. Now, a person who sees this goes over there and says, what kind of ridiculous lighting is this? What are you guys, crazy? This is a building that's being built in the 21st century? This looks like... Guy looks at him and says, hey, man, you're nuts. You don't get it. The building ain't up yet. This is not the lighting of the building. This is temporary lighting that we use while we're under construction. When the building's finished, you'll see... There ain't going to be any of these yellow lights. There's going to be halogen and all kinds of fancy light bulbs and everything. But we see that there's the norm, and then there's other situation. Just like the norm is the world with Torah, and then there was Hashem showed that but prior to that norm, there was an alternative situation where there was different lighting in the world. The lighting was coming from a different source. V'alkein, and based on this, because Hashem did it this way, because Hashem made the world this way, Gam Achshav Shenitna Torah, therefore, even today, after the Torah has already officially been given, Afal Pikein, despite that, Be'ez Shebetelen Min HaTorah, when a person takes a break from Torah, or even worse, when a person transgresses against the Torah, they go against the Torah, Hashem does not destroy the world, but rather Hashem sustains the world, it switches to the emergency lighting. Hashem sustains the world with his kindness. With that undeserved kindness that sustained the world before the Torah was given. And this is also tied into the concept of tshuva, shekodma la'olam, which preceded the world, as the Gemara says. Ki tshuva hi lemala me'atorah. Because tshuva is above the Torah. It came before the Torah, in a sense. Bechinas chesed chinam anal. Tshuva is plugged into that chesed chinam, to that unconditional kindness of Hashem. Bechinas ha-Torah ha-ne'elemes anal. Shoyim ha-kayam ha-olam koydum atin Torah. It's tied into that hidden Torah that sustained the world before the Torah was officially given. Ki al-pimidas ha-din... Ein moil tshuva l'shum chait. Because if we go with justice and judgment and fairness, then tshuva shouldn't apply at all. There shouldn't be any tshuva for a sin. As the Gemara says, shelfi midas hadin hanefesh hachoitas hi tomus. If we're talking about judgment, justice dictates that a person who sins dies. Moired b'malchus, rebelling against the king, treason, his death penalty. Everybody knows that. Ach Hashem Yisborach ro she'ein ho'il ha'meskayim bozeh. However, Hashem saw that the world could not exist with that system. Al kein hikdim tshuva lo'ilam. Therefore, Hashem had tshuva precede the world, come before the world. The gozar bechazdi agodol shemoyel tshuva afilom over al kula terakula, and Hashem decreed, with His incredible kindness, that tshuva helps even if the person went against the entire Torah, even if he violated transgressed all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Vafilu im osa mashosa, no matter what the person did, no matter how many terrible things the person did, moyel tshuva tomid. tshuva always helps. Ube'emes, the truth is, b'chinas ha-tshuva hu b'chinas ha-toyrah ha-ne'elemes. Tshuva is also tied into that hidden Torah. Ki tshuva hu b'chinas Yom Kippur. Because we know that tshuva is associated with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the ultimate day for tshuva. When we apologize to Hashem again and again, and we confess our sins, etc. Bechinas Bina, because we know that Yom Kippur is associated with Bina, Shehi Alma de Iskasya, which is referred to as the hidden world. It's brought that, we've mentioned this many times, that there are two Shechinas Kaviyochel. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are two Heys, the first Hey and the second Hey. The latter Hey, the Hey at the end of Yud Kei Vav Kei, corresponds to Malchus, corresponds to the lower Shechina, which is referred to as Rachel. We know that Rachel Imenu is buried outside, on the street, right at the crossroads between Beit Lechem, when a person's leaving Yerushalayim, from the crossroads to Beit Lechem or Ephrat. So Rachel is referred to as Bizgalia. Leia, which corresponds to Bina, which corresponds to the first Hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei, she is referred to as Biskasya, that she is hidden, closed. She's the one who's buried inside with Yaakov Avinu in the Maros HaMachpelah. That's called inside, and Rachel Imenu is called outside. Bizgalia and Iskasya. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us, we know that tshuva, which is synonymous with Yom Kippur, which is synonymous with Bina, because Bina is the eighth sphera. We know that the seven spheres, Chesed through Malchus, correspond to the 7 days of the week. It corresponds to the physical world. The physical world is seven. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah, etc. When we want to leave, when we want to go above the physical world, we're going to the eighth floor. On Yom Kippur, we're going above the physical world. No eating, no drinking, no women, no leather shoes, no. We're going above human level. We're entering into that Olam Haba, that Bina, that Alma Diskasya, Bechinas HaToyro HaNe'elemes, which is tied into the hidden Torah. If we're talking about a hidden Shechina, we're talking about Bina being hidden. Hidden is that hidden Torah. Because once a person went ahead and transgressed against the Torah, what does I'm sorry help? What's I'm sorry going to help? How can he correct it? How can he fix the damage that he did? So therefore, what has to happen is that through the process of tshuva, the person has to get their tikkun via the chesed chinam, via that unconditional love that Hashem has, that unconditional kindness. Shehu b'chinas ha-toyra ha-ne'elemes, which is associated with the hidden Torah. Shoyim ha-kayim esoyim ha-filu b'likim ha-toyra, which was able to sustain the world even without the Torah being fulfilled. The Torah wasn't even given yet officially. And it's through this that the Baal Tshuva is zocher to get his tikkun and to return to Hashem.